Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
People as possible to be a part of this wonderful comeback by this amazing band. So for a $1 pledge, you will receive a four-part download of the audio interviews with the Rascals conducted by myself and Dave Marsh. For $25, you will receive a digital high-def video download of the entire show. And that will be yours exclusively because it will be a long time before it ever gets released, if it ever gets released. And you will receive the audio interviews as well. For a $50 pledge, you will receive an exclusive DVD and audio CD of the show. Again, long before it's ever released, if it's ever released. Plus the video download of the show and the audio interviews. The show is called Once Upon a Dream, so we're calling the $100 pledge the Dreamer's Pledge. Before the show begins, there will be a 270-degree projection of various 60s icons all over the walls and the scrim in front of the stage. We will include your picture and name right alongside Jimi Hendrix and Jim Morrison. And you receive the download of the show, the exclusive DVD and CD, and the audio interviews. We're calling the $150 pledge the Lover's Pledge. Again, it's something special. At the end of the show, there'll be an encore by the Rascals. And during that song, a picture of you and your lover will be flashed on the screen right behind the band.
Can you feel the tension?
I can feel it down in my plums. You're getting a nice bluish hue. Getting ready to take them to the farmer's market.
Like a hurricane. How are we doing, Brady?
Good.
What's your question?
How much milk do I have to drink to be big enough to be quarterback?
Can I give you a hug? That is a great question. And I love that you're thinking about that. Drink as much milk as your little belly can hold. At all times, drink as much milk as your... Could be chocolate milk. Could be the 2%. But the ideal is the whole milk. That's the ideal. As much as your little belly can hold. Thank you.
Why do you think the Eagles are still so popular?
Take it easy, witchy woman, peaceful, easy feeling, desperado, tequila sunrise, already gone, best of my love, one of these nights, lion eyes, take it to the limit, Hotel California, life in the fast lane, new kid in town, I can't tell you why, the long run, heartache tonight.
Any talks about you returning for a third film in the series? And if you do, will you be cutting Tom Sharpling from that movie too?
Drink as much milk as your little belly can hold.
Monday night, what's going on? We did a Friday, did we do one? And now a Monday? Ay, ay, ay. Figure I'll bank another best show because I might miss a show or two coming up. And I want original content all the time for the best show because you, the best show listener, are the best listener. The best show listener is the best show listener. Oh, that's the twist right there. I just nailed it. Stuck the landing like that young lady who rolled her ankle in the Olympics with that guy screaming at her. Remember that, Mike? That was something, huh? The Olympics. The best that the world has to offer. The Olympics. So what's going on tonight, everybody? Tonight, I'm not even going to say the number because you can't hear it because this happened already. Whenever you hear this, this happened. So I'm going to just say we will begin the best show the way we always begin the best show, by playing the opening theme to the best show. So let's start the best show because it's time for the best show. And now, ladies and gentlemen, children of all... Oh, the circus. Yuck. Everybody hates the circus now, right? That's about time. I hated the circus as a kid. What kid... I'm not going to judge a kid. A kid likes a circus. More power to him. Except for the being mean to the animals part. Who am I to say a kid can't like the circus except for the animals being abused? But here's the best show. Let's start it. Jersey, back again. Everybody, welcome to the best show, and it's called that for a reason. Because it's the best. I hear these other shows. There's good ones. There's great ones. There's ones that are better than most of the shows. Nah, it's the best one. The best. And why is it the best? Because of you. Because of you. No. Well, you help. Because of me, baby. That's why. That sounds... No, it's because of all of us. We all do it together. It's you. It's me. It's Mike. Ooh. Yeah. Pat. Dudio. The whole crew. Now, this show is being recorded in advance. The will air at a later date, probably. We're recording at the middle of January now. Who knows? Who knows what could be happening by the time this airs, when you think about it, right? Who knows? Who knows what the state of affairs might be? Maybe I will have hit the lottery. What if Mike hit the lottery? If he hit the lottery, would you spread it around? Like, really spread it around, or just do some, like, a dinner for everybody? Then we'd never hear from you again. No, but this probably what would happen. I hit the lottery. I'm now worth $38 million. And to thank everyone in my life, I'm having a dinner at the Quick Check in Bayonne. Anything you want, even from the custom sandwich menu. We'll all be eating on the hood of Mike's limo. He'll be in the limo. We'll all be sitting outside the limo, leaning on the hood. Every once in a while, window rolls down.
Is everybody having a good time?
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
Could somebody go inside and get me more Mountain Dew, Code Red?
Because I picture he drinks that at this point. Because he'll be living like a faster lifestyle now. So he'll need a soda to match. Or maybe he'll be mixing like Coors Light and Code Red.
I call it a Coors Red.
And then this we'll be eating on the limo, and then at one point the limo just pull off. All our food and drinks fall off. In the parking lot, never see the guy again. That's what I think would, there's a chance that would be what happened, Mike. There's a chance. You gotta win first. On the other hand, I think if Pat won, I think he'd get ripped off. Sounds horrible to say. Pat's a nice guy. Pat'll totally get taken for the cleaners. Pat'll be like, I own a pet store now that was going out of business. He'll buy a pet store that was going out of business. Yeah, this pet store was going out, so I bought it. Okay, well, maybe it was going out for a reason. Paddle by WFMU. Right? Yeah. I think Dudio might be the one who we never see again, really. I think Mike, this is how it'll go. Dudio would be the guy we truly never see again. Like, we don't hear from him ever again. Like, literally. Hard cut. Does that make sense, Mike? Mike'll end up being a character. That's what Mike'll end up being, like the mayor of, like he'll be just like the guy everyone knows. Like, he'll be like the maniac everyone knows. He'll walk into a place and they'll slap down. He'll slap 100 down and walk out. Right? Yeah, he'll go into the quick check, the green quick check in Bayonne, which. When I say it's a green quick check, it's not because the stuff has mold on it. Although I'm not saying either which way. I'm saying it's green because it runs on solar energy. It's a very progressive place, Bayonne. He'll go in there, get one of those like pickles in a plastic bag, slap 100 down, walk out. That's more like Mike will be that guy. Yeah. Mike was in here. Like everybody talk about Mike. Mike came in. He bought everybody in the place a slice of pizza. And he slapped 100 down and walked out. That's closer. Wouldn't you say, Mike? You'll be that guy. But the downside of that'll be you'll have like muscle with you. And you'll have no problem kind of like tuning people up. Right? Somebody looks at you sideways. Yeah, worse than. Yeah, you should apologize. Apologize? Why? That guy stepped on my foot. Why do I gotta apologize to that guy? You know who that is? I don't care who that is. Guy's in the alley 5 minutes later. Spitting his teeth into a garbage can lid. Michael go around with Chuck Wepner. All the Bayonne celebrities roll with Mike. The guy from the Effordent commercial. Chuck Wepner. Who else? Captain Bayonne. Doris Day. Frank Langella. Big Back hanging out with Mike. I don't know why I'm back in Bayonne. Barney, yeah. That'd be some limo driving around Bayonne. Mike, the guy from the Effordent, who? George Railroad Martin. This will be in the Bayonne party limo. Mike, George R.R. Martin, Railroad Martin, Frank Langella, Barney Frank, the guy from the Effordent commercial, and Captain Bayonne. Riding all around Bayonne, Mike will be sticking his head out the sunroof, throwing money out. Yeah, hitting all the spots. Barney Frank. Be like, who's this guy? AP Mike, what's AP? He'll think your name's AP. Hey, AP! That'll be something else. Something else, man. Tonight we're going to talk about I like you, but you kind of suck. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom. This is Mike from Philly.
Mike from Philly. Let's see what we got. Go. How are you tonight, Mike?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good. Pat, your buddy can watch if he wants. Pat brought a buddy tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. His buddy can watch the show. He can watch. It's very exciting to watch me sit here. It's very exciting. So what's going on, Mike?
Well, I saw that you were doing a show. I wanted to give you a call in to give you some content. So I have one for the topic, if I'm understanding it properly.
I picture the topic being the kind of thing where you're just like, yeah, you know, eh, you're, I like you, but I get why, I almost, like, I like you, but I get why people don't like you. You know what I mean?
Right. A name came to my head, like, right when I read it.
Who's that?
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that, where you're just kind of like, there's something about this guy I like, but he's, I can see why anyone can build a case that he's awful. So
right,
what,
like,
what, yeah. What is it
I'll
about him?
Oh! I'm sorry, Tom.
That's all right, Mike. That's all right. We're getting the rhythm going. We're getting, it's like a dance. It's like a dance. What now, Mike? What is it about the Shia LaBeouf that you like? What is it that makes you that made him be the first name that popped in your head?
Well, I think that he's an incredibly talented actor, as he's proven.
Mm-hmm.
But then he'll go around and like put a bag on his head and have dumb haircuts and like dress like a crazy person. And I forgive him for those things, and I almost kind of admire them.
Mm-hmm. That he's kind of a goofball, or kind of like he's doing some like elementary school version of performance art.
Right. Like, I wouldn't want to be trapped in an airplane next to him, but I enjoy like reading his tabloid stories every once in a while.
You know, I'd want to be stuck in an airplane next to me, and I'm flying first class, baby.
That's true.
That's why I'd take it, because then you know what I would do? I'd lower my seat, I'd put my sleeping blinders on, and I'd fall asleep. And I'd say, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to watch, what would be playing on a plane at this point? Bohemian Rhapsody. Yeah, so I would be okay with that. Right, would Bohemian Rhapsody be playing on a plane by that point? Well, yeah.
But
say so.
This weekend, sure.
Yeah.
That Oscar push.
The big Oscar push. They really make a point of pushing it on first class on planes.
They know that you might be a voter.
Yeah. Yeah, so you like that part of it, that he's got this kind of this very simplistic idea of performance art, but he does it.
You know, I don't do it, so I at least have to, you know, take my hat off for that, you know.
Sure. You wear a hat
sometimes?
What kind of hat? Philly's hat?
A Philly's hat, you know. An Eagles hat at times.
What's the most embarrassing thing about being from Philadelphia? And this is just, this is wide open, quick, because you know I love Philadelphia. I love it. But I ask, what's the most embarrassing thing about being from Philadelphia?
The most embarrassing? Jeez. I mean, you know, I don't think that Philadelphians know this, but I have a sneaking suspicion that we're, you know, sort of the laughingstock of the world.
You're dumb. Is that what you
yeah,
think?
Dumb.
I don't think you're dumb. I wonder if you think people think you're dumb.
I worry that people think we're dumb.
I'm teasing. I just threw that out to be a Weisenheimer. I don't think anything.
Oh,
Philly's a smart city, man.
It's where Ben Franklin's from.
Yeah, it's from Ben, and they got great, great museums. Got a lot of smart people from Philly. I'm teasing you.
I can take a hit.
I'm only saying this because I don't want to get clunked the next time I go there. So we're dumb, huh? Yeah. You smart enough to figure out that bonk I just gave you, right? Bonk. No, so you think it's what the world thinks of you is what you worry about, which I feel the same thing from New Jersey.
Right. We're brothers. We're brothers in that respect, you know?
Yeah. They think we're trash. But who's they when you take a step back? Who's they? Some New Yorker? I remember one time this guy was giving me the business, this one guy, and I thought this guy was all right, but he was laughing. Oh, New Jersey. New Jersey. And I was like, he was in New York. I was like, you didn't grow up in New York. Where are you from? He's like, Delaware. Delaware? And look, I'm not putting Delaware down, but you don't come from Delaware, you start slinging trash at New Jersey. The only thing you got to show for yourself is a one quality rest stop, and that's half New Jersey's at this point. It's right over the bridge. That's not even. It's barely yours, Delaware. Oh, New Jersey, yeah, New Jersey, home, yeah. What? You're from Delaware. Go wipe the counter down at Sbarro's at that rest stop. Then you talk to me. Right?
That's right.
You get it, Mike. You get it.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, buddy. You have a great night.
Yeah.
Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom. This is Lee from New Orleans. How are you doing?
Lee from New Orleans.
Yeah.
What's going on tonight, Lee?
Hey, so it's seasonably cold. Just got back from getting groceries. For better or worse, the Saints won against the Eagles yesterday, and it's about the start of Mardi Gras season.
Well, look, for when this show airs, who knows what the future holds for your, when you say yesterday, that could have happened 2 weeks ago. So you had your big football game.
Yeah. People are so amped about it, but for me, I'm not a big football fan, so it was just a really good opportunity to go grocery shopping and, go eat at restaurants.
So you go grocery shopping while the football team is playing. That's when you look at it. It's high time to head to the grocery store.
Yeah, man. Just the opportunity to have totally free aisles and not run into anybody that could possibly make you mad is cool.
Now, what's the deal with this, that guy, the football quarterback for that team?
Drew Brees?
Yeah, dude. Is that the guy who looks like the Gregulator a little bit?
I don't know. That's Greg Gethard.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. But yeah.
Am I wrong on that, Mike?
Let me look him up.
Yeah, Greg would take. Look, he's a good looking. Greg's a good looking guy, but this football dude. The football guy feels like the kind of guy you'd be at Sears and he would tell you sorry, can't do anything about the warranty expired.
Yeah.
Like that guy seems like the manager that would come from the back room of like a Target and just be like, "Well, you really needed to buy the manufacturer's warranty was 6 months on this and this dehumidifier. You bought this a year and a half ago. I know it shouldn't have broken this quickly, but you didn't buy the warranty plan on it. So there really is nothing we can do."
It's kind of like a mildly affable manager. Definitely get that.
Taking a look at Greg,
these guys have kind of similar faces. And I would maybe go for an upsell from either of them. That's just my take.
So you'd go for the upsell from either of those guys?
For sure, yeah.
Fair enough.
So the thing with Drew Brees, he's been kind of like the star quarterback for years now, and people call him Breezes and other nice nicknames out here because
can you imagine guy could throw a football.
Yeah,
whoop-de-damn-do.
Yeah, haven't heard much about like his milk intake or anything like that, but that guy can throw. But he was instrumental in bringing Jimmy John's, of all things, to the New Orleans area.
What a gift. New Orleans known for its lack of good food, of course. Like, there's nothing to eat in New Orleans, right?
Yeah, we don't have a famous sandwich called a po' boy, so we got to get the meats and
lickety-split
sandwiches. Yeah, a gross boy.
Yeah. A grow boy.
Tom, have you ever been?
I have not.
Ah. Well, I know that you're pescatarian, and I know that we have a ton of seafood options out here. Worth your time, should you ever make your way down to...
If I went to New Orleans, could I get a shrimp po' boy?
You could get an overstuffed shrimp po' boy. You can get a french fry po' boy. But, yeah, shrimp po' boy is definitely where it's at.
You know what we got to do? We got to still... Hey, Mike. Remember we talked about sending you to California?
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Who sold the most calendars? So you sold the most to Brooklyn.
I think so. I
didn't do a tally. Well, do the tally. Because if you go to where are you going to go to Brooklyn? We're going to send you to Daddy's? Right? Where are you going to go? Cokie's? I'm not sending Mike to Cokie's. Cokie's don't even exist anymore. There was a place called Cokie's. I never went there because I'm not. What do you think they secretly sold at Cokie's?
There's two guesses right there.
You get one guess. One guess.
cocaine.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing like that goes down in New Orleans, though. You wouldn't understand. You wouldn't understand that lifestyle down in the most decadent city in America.
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine any fronts for any drug dealing. I think that they do that a bit more in the open, out on Bourbon Street, et cetera.
What if we sent Mike down in a cop uniform?
We got horse cops out here, so if he can finagle a horse or get Mike some horse riding lessons, I think he'd fit right in.
Can you ride a horse, Mike?
Wow. Dang. Are you familiar with the... Steven Seagal Lawman TV show from a couple years ago?
Is that the one where it was like a reality show where he was going around pretending to be like a detective or something?
No, he's actually deputized in Jefferson Parish, which in Louisiana we call counties parishes, which is one parish over from Orleans. And, yeah, it was a reality show where he worked the beat with some actual Jefferson Parish police officers, and yeah, totally sensationalized, but seeing your boy stoic-minded going after some minor drug offenses and lots of lights blaring, loved it. Gave me a lot of hometown pride.
Seeing him, and do you know the topic tonight?
Yeah, I love you, but you kind of suck.
Would you say that fits Steven Seagal?
So I was thinking about it and, like a more inverse of it, like you really suck, but I kind of like you. I like what you're doing.
Okay.
Would be that. So yeah, I think you could say that.
Do you think I could take Steven Seagal in a fight, Mike? No? You still think he's got some like karate moves he could, but the guy doesn't have the same mobility. That's all he's got to do? Well, then I'll put some Crisco on my wrist. And he'll all of a sudden, his hands will slip off, and that's when I give him the old patty cake routine. patty cake, bake, right? You know that routine. Baker's Max, bake me
like,
a cake.
Like E-Honda.
Like who?
Street Fighter, E-Honda, you know?
E-Honda?
The sumo guy. Yeah, you, like his slap punch thing.
He's kind of got that slap arm move. You know how you get past that.
See, you throw that out at Steven Seagal, his head will start spinning. Probably E-Honda, fast enough,
E-Honda starts doing that. E-Honda starts doing that arm move. You know what you do? You low kick him. You low kick him.
It's good life advice in general, but it's always good.
Somebody starts doing that extended. They start doing that extended hand motion. Yo, you just low kick. Send them flying backwards.
Tom, I didn't think I'd get Street Fighter advice.
Then you
on
throw
the
a, then you give them a good old fashioned. You give them a. Or you give them an old fireball right at him, right down the gullet.
Hadouken.
Yes, a Hadouken indeed. Thanks for the call, buddy. Best show tonight we are talking about. I love you, but you kind of suck. Who do we got here on the line? Welcome.
Hey there, Tom. It's Larry
the
Perv.
My goodness.
Happy New Year there.
Oh, hi, Larry the Perv.
Hey there, Tom. The radio host.
Well, let me just say, for people who don't know this guy, I envy you. For people I don't know, for people who don't know this guy used to call the show a lot. He's called forever. And he's a guy who brags. He's Larry DePerv. He's one
I
of the.
I never brag so much. There's more
right, hold
to
on,
like,
hold on. Let me talk.
Sure, no problem.
So he's this guy who used to call. He'd say all kinds of filth on the air. He was a real sleaze. He'd say, but he never really was, actually. He was like a perv who was never really a perv. He would always kind of, like, he'd kind of dance around being a perv. You know what I mean? Like, he never actually said, he was like PG, like a PG perv.
Bless you, Dave.
Thank you. How'd you hear that? I turned the thing all the way down.
Yeah, maybe Michael Day, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm sick of that. I don't like that. There must be some live mic in this room.
Yeah, probably.
So, what I says to you
is,
so he used to call, he'd be like, I'm Larry the Perv, he'd be like, and what would he be like, I think Jennifer Lopez is a sexy lady, or whatever he'd say, stuff like that. It never went much further past that, though. But now he kind of vanished. He had his run, and now he's back, apparently.
Yeah.
As I realize he's back, to what do I owe the pleasure of this call, Larry the Perv?
I did wanted to check in, see how your holidays are. Jennifer Lopez is still a sexy lady. Wish you a happy New Year.
Oh, that's sweet. That's sweet.
How's the 2019 going there, Tom?
Oh, it's just one victory after another. I can't even keep track of how great it's going.
You're like Puff Daddy and the Big Boy Family there.
I really am just like Puff Daddy. You took the words right out of my mouth. It really is. You really are from the past, huh?
Blair from the past.
Yeah. So what's going on with you? That's what I'm more interested in. What's up with you? What's shaking?
That's that Brendan Fraser movie. Remember that?
Blast from the Past. That Brendan Fraser movie, Dare. I remember that one.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Dare. It wasn't too bad.
What's your favorite album by Human League?
It's a tough one, there, Tom.
It is that. That's what I thought. I thought that would be your favorite one.
Yeah, I see what you did there. So
I know you like that. It's a good album. Dare is a good album, right?
What's that?
It's a good album.
What's a good album?
The Human League album.
Yeah, you know, it's to each their own.
Uh-huh.
That's the way to say that, I guess, right? Tiptoeing.
So that's your favorite of their albums, Dare?
To each their own, Dare?
Yeah, Dare is, exactly. And because it has so many hits on it, right?
Hey, Tom, remember MySpace?
No, I don't. Refresh my memory. Of course I remember MySpace.
Whatever happened to that thing?
whatever happened to it? I don't know. It lost its audience.
Yeah, because people like parameters.
Because people like parameters. What are you? What are you, Donnie Deutsch?
Yeah, Kurt Vonnegut there.
Yeah. A real Kurt. Yeah. Yeah, because Kurt Vonnegut, everybody always loved when he would just weigh in on Friendster and Twitter and
social parables.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we're doing we love you, but you kind of stink there, right?
Yeah, that's kind of what we're doing.
I got a serious one and I got a lighthearted one.
Oh, well, let's hear. Let's see. You tell me, and I'll see if I can guess which one is which.
Yeah, sure, there. Okay, there. Chicken palm sandwiches, fantastic, but okay. They do give a lot of heartburn there.
Okay, all right. And what's
and then, dating now there. Dating is getting tougher and tougher, Tom. You know, sometimes you feel like you want to keep it going and meet the right person, and then all of a sudden you think, hey, am I just a former sale of myself, and I've got no more love left to give, and you look at all your friends are getting remarried, and, I think, is there any hope left there for Larry?
Yeah. Oh, boy. Which one?
The sandwich one with the lighthearted one.
The sandwich one was the lighthearted one. I had a hunch that was the lighthearted one.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure, though.
Yeah.
Well, you having a hard time finding love there?
Yeah, they're all tough, you know. It's the live dating, the radio dating. It's all crazy nowadays.
Well, are you on, do you use any of the dating apps there?
No, I like being more in person, personable.
Okay. What about, like, eHarmony there?
Well, that's another one of those applications there.
Yeah.
You don't. I like when you know, serendipitous.
Sure.
You're in line at a quick check there, or you're blowing kisses to ladies on the streets, or you're doing that on the car or something.
There's the guy. Or you're doing something on the car. Yeah. Wow, we're real romantic.
Come on, Tom. You know, it means like, you're in your buddy's car.
You're blowing kisses to ladies on the street. Let's also not let that one slide by so quickly. What is that? What are you, a construction worker from the 70s?
I thought they were just, they would say rude things there. Blowing kisses is just, you know, formality, but it's gentlemanly there.
Yeah, see, this is the problem. This is your problem there.
What's wrong there, Tom?
You're out of date.
Yeah, trying to get some dates.
Yeah, no, you won't when you keep you act like this. You blow kisses and you think it's a gentlemanly thing. No, you're out of date. This, you can't be like this anymore.
It's not real kisses, Tom. There's a lot of air in between. There's air kisses there.
Yeah, but no one wants to see that.
Eh, who knows?
I know. Me. Who knows? Me. Right there. There.
What do you suggest there, Tom?
I suggest you
don't
want
to be my Cyrano de Bergerac?
No, I don't want to be your Cyrano de Bergerac. But I want you to stop blowing air kisses to strangers also. I think it's
strangers
odd.
Strangers that then
it's
become friends
odd.
There.
It's odd. How many friends have you actually made from blowing air kisses on the street?
Define friends.
What is this? What are you? It's not one of our calls. It's like, what are you, John Worster all of a sudden? Define this. How many things? No, this is... Stop.
Who's
it.
That?
Stop it. Stop it, Larry.
You talk about the kisses,
or? No, you stop with the kisses. Stop. Yeah. You got to stop with that.
Yeah. All right. What's the protocol for 2019 there, Tom?
Well, why don't you get on a dating, why don't you sign up for a dating service?
You don't think that's too impersonal there?
No, I think you go and you meet the people there.
What's the best one, Tom?
I don't know.
Can any of the single ladies call in and offer up some of the tips?
The show's not live. They're not hearing this. This show is not live right now, Larry.
Yeah, eventually it will air there.
Well, it sounds like a very ineffective way to get a date there, is that you're going to count on this pre-recorded show?
Well, let's say we set a date for a date there, you know, a live show. They call in for a date with Larry.
No, I'd rather not do that.
All right, your call. It's your show, Dita.
Oh, I know that. I know that, too.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, your ratings and everything.
Ratings, yeah. It'll be a real ratings boom.
It's right? Mid-season.
Mid-season, yeah, real spike in the ratings, the numbers.
Hey, what's the whips week? I never really got into that. What is that?
What's sweeps week?
Yeah.
Well, it's the week when it used to be a thing when the advertisers would, I don't know what it would be. Like, they would go for it with the raise and air things that would get a lot of attention in certain stretches, and, yeah.
It's different than mid-season?
Is it different than mid-season? Larry, I don't know. What do I look like? Is it the upfronts? Am I at the upfronts now?
Not sure, Dad. I thought you were, Scatterbys and Hollywood and,
No, you know more about this stuff than I do, Dare.
Hot shots, Dare.
No, all right, hot. You're the hot. You're the only hot shot around here, Larry.
Hey, Larry the hot shot, the perv.
Yeah, thanks for the call, buddy.
Hey, no.
Ugh. Ay, ay, ay. Right? What did I do? What did I do? I'll do it again. Whatever I did in this life, I got to do right. I got to do in the previous life. I got to do right this time. Best show. Hi.
Hi, Tom.
Yes. Hi.
How's it going?
It's going well. To whom am I speaking?
This is Mike from Kentucky.
Mike from Kentucky. Where in Kentucky?
Really in the middle of nowhere. Just out in the country, really. In a small town.
Okay. Out in the middle of nowhere. Hey, Mike. Pat. Can you just make sure that the... I heard somebody... moving something around in the back. Can you make sure I'm not blocking anybody? Thank you. What's that? So you're from a small town, Mike.
Yeah, I'm not near any major city.
What the hell is that?
Huh?
I'm hearing sounds. What's going on? Somebody logging into AOL out there?
Oh, that's probably the click on my... Is it that?
No, it's not. It's some weird phone thing. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mike. I didn't mean to distract you.
No, it's fine. No, I'm not near any sort of cities that... Not any near any major cities or any cities that you've probably even heard of.
Sure. So. How is it? What's an average day for you, Mike?
I work out. I go to the health park and work out probably about 3 or 4 days a week.
Okay.
I don't have a job actually, and I'm kind of on disability. And I try to find ways to occupy my time. I write sometimes. Try to keep up with friends on social media. And
but you're doing all right. You're doing all right physically.
No, I could be doing better. Mm-hmm. I could be doing better, but I'm making improvements.
Good.
I'm getting better. It's kind of a slow thing.
Look, buddy, all you can do is go forward, you know? That's all you can do. Go forward.
That's what that's what I tell myself, you know?
Yeah. It's been a hard thing.
Physically. I know I'm on the right path. I really do, because like a year ago I wasn't working out, and now I am. So right there is an improvement.
Yeah, that's you taking some action that you can. You're taking the action you can take. Good for you, buddy. So to what do I owe the pleasure of this call?
Well. I called because I saw the topic on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got something for it?
Oh. Wow. I love you, but you kind of suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've kind of had to untangle myself from a friendship in the last month or so because... I think my friend kind of got flaky or has been flaky on me, and I've only just started to realize it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How, when you say flaky, how do you mean flaky?
Well, this is, I'll tell you the straw that kind of broke my back.
Mm-hmm. How long were you friends with this person?
About 7 or 8 years.
Okay.
But this is the straw that broke my, that really did it for me. This is the thing. About, well, this is last month. I was, she lives in a, she lives about an hour and a half away from me.
Okay.
And I was going to be in town for something else. And I said, hey, I'm going to be in town. I could stop by, hang out if you want. And she's like, she was like, okay, that's kind of cool. And we texted back and forth, and she's like, finally told me, nah, today's not going to work. Maybe we can do it this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, that's fine. Then she texted me and said, well, why don't we do Saturday? I said, okay, we'll do Saturday.
Yeah.
And Saturday came. I was like, okay, what time should I text her? What time should I come over? Nothing. No reply.
Okay. Did you ever hear back?
No, never.
No. You never heard back?
I have not talked to her. I have not texted her.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, I Facebooked her. I said, What happened? I wanted to know what happened, and she didn't reply to that.
So I would say then you gotta just move on, because the message is pretty clear. This person is closing the door on you.
I kind of just feel foolish, because maybe that door has been, that maybe she's moved on for a while now, and I've only figured that out like maybe in the last month or so.
Well, does it feel like there were mixed signals? Is that what it feels like? Is that what you're talking about?
A little bit, but I also think that at times she would flake out on like text and Facebook conversations with me.
Mm-hmm.
Like we would be talking, and then just abruptly she would just stop talking. She wouldn't answer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there were times that she would also, like, I felt like maybe she was just trying to humor me.
Okay. Why would you think that?
I don't know. I think maybe she was afraid. I don't know. Maybe she's afraid to be direct, you know. Maybe she just, I don't know. I'm just sort of a little paranoid. Maybe she doesn't want to be my friend anymore, and she just doesn't want to come out and say it.
Mm-hmm. Well, if that's the case, then you just, wherever her head is at, you kind of can't know. If you're not getting any clarity from the person, you're not even getting any answers from the person. So you just protect yourself now. Just protect yourself. You stop putting your neck on the chopping block here to keep getting you take care of yourself. Show a little self care, and she's got your number.
Yeah.
So if she figures that if she wants to say something to you, she can say something to you, and it's completely at your discretion what you want to say back, because the dynamic is pretty clear that if she needs to split, she splits. So you are completely entitled to that. You were always entitled to that, but now you should have no hesitation in doing that. If you feel like talking to this person is now an unhealthy thing, then you don't do it.
I haven't tried. I mean, it's been over a month, and I haven't tried, and it's, you know, and what you're saying is right, and I've thought that to myself. It's like, you know what, the phone works both ways.
Yeah. I just want to say this. Look, I love Chris Gethard, and he does that show, his show. I might take his show over his podcast. What's it called? Beautiful Anonymous? I could do that. No offense, Chris. I just showed. I'm coming for you. I'm going to start doing my own thing. Anonymous Beautiful, I'll call it. I could take calls from people I don't know and then get sad with it and talk about real stuff. It's not just a laugh fest up in here. And I love you, Chris. Chris, I love you. But you know what? I got to take what's mine. Me and what's his face on the line here? No offense, I blanked on your name. Mike, is it Mike?
Yeah.
Nine people named Mike have called tonight, so I'm just guessing it's Mike.
Well, Mikes are more predisposed to be sad.
Eh. You don't want to look. I'm not going to lump you in with my Mike, because he's predisposed to a few things that I'm not going to just stick on you. Are you hawking a calendar?
No, I'm not.
No? No, you're not? You're not guilting everybody into buying a calendar?
No, it's a good hustle. I respect that.
Yeah. Oh, I do too. Mike, that's one thing that Mikes have in common. You spot the hustle and you respect the hustle. What's going on with, did you buy one of his calendars yet, Mike?
No, I haven't.
No.
I guess I still could because it's, you know, still January. But
January. He just reordered a bunch. I think you might be in the, you might be able to get your hands on one. Mike, if this guy orders a calendar, you got to hook him up. You got to send him the calendar he ordered. This is what I'm going to say, Mike, the listener.
Okay.
You're both listening, so you're both listeners. But Mike, the caller from where, Kentucky?
Yeah.
You ever been to New York?
Yeah. It's been a long time, but I have.
Did you like it?
You know, I did. It's been a little over 10 years, but I'm sure it's the same. But I've been to New York City a couple of times.
Well, if you ever come back up, you let me know. You ever make a trip up? This is what I want. I'm not saying what I would do. I don't know what I'm going to do. I just want to know you're here. I'm going to hide. Just let me know when you're up here. I'm going to go into my panic room.
Well, that's probably going to be easy to do.
Well, Mike.
Easy to hide in that city.
Mike, this is what I want to say. You order a calendar from AP Mike, right? He's going to throw something in extra for you. Right, Mike?
Okay.
What are you going to throw in extra? I don't know. A sticker. Wow. Really going to... Now, you know what you do, Mike? If this guy orders a calendar, I'm going to give you 10 bucks. You throw it in. You just tape it. Tape it in there. What do you think about that, Mike, from Kentucky?
That sounds awesome.
You order a calendar from Mike, 10 bucks. There's going to be 10 bucks inside the thing.
Okay.
You know the only problem, though? This is what's going to happen. I'm going to give him the 10 bucks.
Oh, no, yeah.
Yeah. What? He didn't get it. I sent it. I don't know how he didn't get it. I mailed it out. You put the 10 bucks in the thing. Oh, yeah. Now I feel this.
Then I don't get the calendar, and we're just both.
Or the money. Yeah. Yeah. We both get jobbed on this. But you know what, though? We would both have to say the same thing. I respect the hustle. We both got hustled. We might not like it, but we have to respect it.
Yes, we do.
So if you order that calendar, it's 15 bucks to order it. You're going to get 10 cent right back to you, buddy.
All right.
All right, you have a grand evening. and feel better. And to Thanks, take care of yourself, buddy.
I will, Tom. Okay? I appreciate it.
Okay. All right, bye. I tell you, I could do what Gethard does with that thing. Because he does this show where he takes these calls where people call, and they call, and he can't hang up on them. And he calls, and then they talk, and they talk about sad stuff and real stuff. It's a very dynamic show. And it's a thing that only Chris can do. Oh, is it though? I would say only one person could do it, but I think only two people can do it now. My new show, Anonymous Beautiful. No, it can't be called that. What if I call it good looking, who is this? Good looking, I don't know who this is. No, that's too wordy. We'll think of a new one. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom, what's up?
Not a whole lot. To whom am I speaking?
You're talking to Vasaris.
Who am I talking to?
Vasaris?
The?
No. Sorry. V-A-S-A-R-I-S.
Vasaris.
Yes.
Where are you calling from, Vasaris?
I'm in Brooklyn right now.
What part of Brooklyn are you in?
Bushwick.
Bushwick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The tough streets of Bushwick.
Yeah, there's a playground by my house that has a banner that says Vogue's 7th coolest neighborhood in the world.
Yeah, why bother putting the banner together? That's what you're going to do. Just take the money from the banner and get some pizza for the kids in the neighborhood.
Someone's pretty proud of it.
Oh, I'm sure.
We got 7th.
We did it. We came in 7th coolest neighborhood. According to the people at Vogue. So what's going on tonight, Vasaris?
The topic is I love it, but I hate it. What is that?
No, that's it's I love you, but you kind of suck. You know the thing? You got a feeling where you're just kind of like, I get why other people think you suck.
Oh, okay.
You can do it, Vasaris. Come on.
Okay, let me dig deep.
You can do it.
I guess I was going to talk about my job.
Well, let's hear about your job. What's going on with your job? Where do you work, Vasaris? Keeping it vague, of course. I don't want you to badmouth your job. Then next thing you know, you're S-canned.
No,
last thing I
want
to hear is
that.
You call, hey, I got S-canned because I shot my mouth off on the show. Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, thanks for the platform.
Yeah, thanks for the platform. Yeah, it's my fault. Call up being a show off.
I work in a wood shop.
You do?
Yeah.
What kind of wood? What kind of stuff is going on there? Woodworking?
Yeah. It's like part of a speaker company. I don't really know anything about speakers.
Oh,
but,
it's not like the best. I wonder how'd you get the job then?
I know about cutting wood.
You know about cutting wood.
Yeah.
So what do? You build cabinets or something?
Yeah.
I'm listening.
Well, I love it.
Yeah.
Kind of sucks.
Okay.
I mean, I see the appeal of high-end stereo systems, but I don't see the appeal of, I guess my work environment's really odd. I wasn't expecting it, but it's a very dark place.
Mm-hmm.
Like physically, and I'm in the back there.
Well, it sounds ideal for saws and things like that. That there should not be a whole lot of light, right? Why would you want to be operating these weapons of doom in a place that has good lighting?
Yeah, well, to that note, I recently couldn't get the table saw to turn off. That was, it's disconcerting when you press a red button that says, like, stop on it, and then nothing stops. And it just keeps going, like, really, really fast.
Yeah, I would say that sounds like a major problem.
Yeah. But then on the other hand, you know, the hours are flexible, the people are eccentric.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, nice, you know?
Yeah.
But really,
But you wish
suck.
That saw would stop.
Hey.
Is what you're saying. The people are nice, but I sure wish they could make that saw stop when I press the red button.
Exactly. You know, maybe I'm asking for too much.
No. What are you going to do? What are we going to do with this job, buddy?
What's the end point?
Yeah. What's the big play here?
Hmm. I've been asking myself that a lot.
Well, what's the first thing that pops in your head? How long would you want to be there?
I don't know, maybe 50 years. I just kind of look back at everything I've done.
So you want to stay there till the end of your work life?
I can't really. Yeah, I guess so.
Sure. Okay.
I checked Indeed a couple of days ago. No one's really hiring.
Mm-hmm.
So,
So why not sign up for 50 years? No one's hiring right now. I guess I'll be here until I'm 80.
What would you do if no one was hiring?
I would keep the job. I might not make a 50-year mental commitment to it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just me, though.
I guess I can, I'll cut it down to, I don't know, a couple weeks then?
No, that might be a little too much on the short side of things.
Oh, okay.
Just keep your options open, buddy.
Okay.
Keep looking and figure out what you want to do, and then you just kind of start looking for stuff and kind of one foot in both worlds.
Mm. All right. I'll give it a shot. And so slightly more on the topic.
Yeah.
I guess hard rock. Did you get that yet?
No. No one has said hard rock is something they like, but they know it sucks.
Yeah, I guess that's...
Like who?
I don't know, Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, no.
Is that hard rock?
Yeah, then no,
anything that
they're terrible.
That the hotel or cafe would be into.
We should all be able to just admit that Guns N' Roses are terrible at this point, and that it's music for colossally stupid people. I mean, you got to be really dumb to think that that's like. Like, they had one album that was like, they had the one EP was awful, came out. Then they did the one album that everybody's like, this is a combination of metal and punk. It's like, is it? No, it's just some Hollywood sleazes are playing, they're just playing metal now. They want to be like, they're not. They were not punk. But they got what? They got a Stranglers album. What would they have? Not even Stranglers. The Damned album. They'd have a neat. They heard once, and they think that they're punk all of a sudden.
That sounds pretty punk to me.
Yeah, no. Just because you've heard punk doesn't make you punk, though. That's a bad look. That's music. We can all admit it now. And then anybody who goes to see them, could you imagine going to a stadium and seeing them play that one album from 35 years ago? You still got to watch them keep that dumb dream alive, right?
I feel like there'd be a lot of fights at that concert.
Where do we go? Where do we go now? Where do we go? Oh, right? I could do that. Guy's not that good. Why? Oh, where do we go now? It's not that hard. What that guy
like
did.
That. Okay, that kind of sounds like that SCTV.
Of my own. It's not hard. He didn't do anything that special.
Sounds like Curly Howard.
He had three terrible speeds on his voice. That one. He had this one. And that's it. It's very simple.
Triple threat.
No, triple bad. All three of those things were terrible. I just did.
You know, like the first one.
She's gonna smile and around the wind. It's terrible. Mike saw them.
Recently?
Yeah, he went to the Giant Stadium thing.
Wow.
Yeah, how much he paid for tickets? You're never going to believe.
$15? I don't know.
No, $6,800.
Oh, no.
Yeah, each.
Did he at least get to be really far away?
He was far away. He was like a mile and a half away. I think he was at the horse track.
Yeah, you could probably get a nice...
He was like, then Guns N' Roses came out, and then they did. It's like, no, that's, you were at the horse track, Mike.
At the horse?
Yeah.
Did I even have an instrument?
Yeah. One horse ran around with a top hat on. Hey, it's Slash. I bet on Slash in the fourth. I bet Slash the show. I hit the trifecta.
I bet on Slash I won $800.
You ever see these dirt bags at the track?
Never been to the
crumple.
Track.
Oh, you gotta go sometime. You gotta Which go one? Sometime. Any track. Don't worry. It's all the same everywhere. Any track. It's the same... Same people are at every track anywhere.
I drove onto one by accident. On
the floor. They drop their tickets. They lose. They drop the tickets on the floor like they're like they're animals. They just drop things. They don't win, so that means you could just drop it. Well, how is that? How is that acceptable in anything? I didn't win, so I drop it in front of me.
But do you ever see, like, a scratch-off that's on the ground and be like,
no,
maybe,
not,
just maybe.
It's not a track with scratch-off tickets.
No, I'm saying just in life, you see, because that happens with other tickets.
Oh, yeah, right? Like if you go to, you go to, like, you go to 7-Eleven, you just see the tickets dropped in the cigarette, in, like, the ashtray. They just drop some scratch ticket loss just right in the top, and then there's cigarette butts on top of it.
I'm surprised they don't make a big ball and roll around the parking lot.
You know, we got to invent glasses that see through that gray crap that you scratch off, right?
You don't even have to invent it. You could just say they do that.
I want that ticket. That one. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Yeah, that one. Right there.
It's not suspicious at all. A customer has huge glasses on.
Yeah. I ask for an outlet to plug my glasses into.
Yeah. They're humming.
Yeah. all the lights in the 7-Eleven dim because I'm draining all the energy.
I want that one ticket. Otherwise, the back of the roll. Yeah.
And then I die 3 weeks later because of all the poison from the glasses injected right into my forehead.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I got that $45 scratch-off ticket, though.
I won $1,000 a week for life.
Ooh, why don't we go now?
I lied. I have been to a racetrack once. But
one album they had. One album. One hit album. And the other one, they put the... Then they're so dumb, they put out a double... We're going to put two albums out on the same day. You guys might want to just get one good one under your belt. Then
Wait,
their next record, had was a covers album, which had songs like, you know, who doesn't want to hear Guns N' Roses do that song? Since I can't have you. Did you know that, Mike? Well, first of all, Mike, we show some respect. It's the Spaghetti Incident. Had a question mark. You got to show some respect to the... And who name an album that? The Spaghetti Incident. Let me look at here. Yeah, the cover art. Hold on. Oh, hold on. I got to kill the theme. Hold on. Hold on. What do you people want from me? I'm trying. Here we go. Mm-hmm.
you find it?
Yeah, we're playing it. Hold on. How bad is their version of Buick McCain going to be? This has to be the worst. Ugh, what a bad that is.
Do you like any of it?
That's terrible. That version of Buick McCain, it's awful.
No, in general, anything about them. Can you say one nice thing?
Yeah, they broke up for a long time.
Hey.
Right. Hey, oh, what are you? What are you, the drummer?
I don't like him either. No, I was saying, like, hey, got him.
Yeah, oh, thanks. I got him. You got him, Tom. Right? Like, Buick McCain.
Is he really from Indiana?
Well, he wasn't in that video. He got off that bus with the hay in his mouth. He rode with that hay in his mouth for 4 days, I'm assuming, then.
Maybe he had other hay. Like he bought a bindle.
Did he bring? Yeah. Just listen to this.
One and a two and a three and a four.
Wrong track. That's wrong. That's wrong. Buick McCain. You're gonna be. Do you know that song, caller?
No.
You don't.
No.
It's a song by T-Rex, right?
Didn't Slash like really like T-Rex? Like, that's kind of why he has a top hat.
Not based on that version. Seems like he's trying to even the score. I don't know what T-Rex ever did to him. Right? You tell me. What did T-Rex ever do to that guy?
Surpassed him?
Yeah. Don't worry. Don't worry, buddy. We're done here. I appreciate the call. Good guy. Good guy. Right, Mike? He's all right. Not that good. Not good, that good of a game. He was okay. Perfectly fine. Look for these T-Rex things. Man, some of these covers, you know they're false records. You see these, like, they look like that company that used to do the Master P album artwork is doing T-Rex covers now. You know they're filled with weird third rate. Come on. What planet can I find the T-Rex? Best show.
Hey, Tom.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
Hey, this is D in Austin.
D in Austin. What's up tonight, D?
I have a couple of things. I have one that's... I don't really know what the topic is, so I'm sorry.
That's all right.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm all right. The topic, we're just talking about the things that you like, but you realize everybody else might think sucks. Yeah, you get why other people say it sucks.
Things that I like, but that I realize everyone else.
It's all right. You know, you can talk about whatever you want, buddy. Whatever you want, dear.
I have two things. I met Adrian Grenier.
You met Adrian Grenier from. From Entourage?
Yes.
How did that
in
come
Austin.
About?
I walked up on him at a restaurant. We met up really early for dinner. Like, I don't know, it was probably not even 6 o'clock. And we found a restaurant that was on the way between work and our place. And kind of a newer place. And we walked up, and he was standing at, I guess, like the hostess table or the hostess desk,
mm-hmm.
waiting for his table, you know. And my partner was really oblivious and had to go to the restroom. And I recognized almost immediately that I thought that it was him immediately, and asked, you know, oh, is your name, what's it? His name is Adrian, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, then, it just so happened, he said yes. And I, said, oh, well, I'm a fan. And, the hostess had wandered off, and, then we were kind of caught in this situation where we were just, I didn't want to leave the hostess desk or like walk away from there, even though he was kind of stuck there, because I didn't want to lose my place in line.
Sure.
And so, and I really didn't, there was no way for me to give him more space. So it just seemed like I was really intently in his face. It was quite uncomfortable, but he was friendly. Otherwise, he was pretty friendly. I don't think he understood that I was in a position where I couldn't leave him alone, you know, where I couldn't.
Yeah. Gotcha. You should have said it. You should have just said, hey, man, I'm boxed in here. I don't want to lose my place in line. I'm not crowding you. I promise I'm not crowding you.
Yeah, I just said I'm a big fan and asked him, are you here for work? And he said no. And I said, okay, great. And then I just stood. I just stood and kind of looked slightly away from him to let him know that I was not going to ask him any other follow-up questions. Sure. I did have follow-up questions, but I knew we were boxed in.
Gotcha. Well, that sounds like I'm sure he's been in enough things that he can roll with stuff.
I give myself a B+ for the interaction.
That's a pretty high grade.
Well,
you should have seen that. You know when I give myself an A? Get this one. Did I talk about Andy McDowell on the show, Mike? I'm in Toronto, right? I don't know if you heard.
Yes, for work.
I think it was three years I was there, if I remember correctly. No, I'm in Toronto, and I'm there, and I see in the lobby of the building I'm in, which is basically a skyscraper, 100 stories high with nothing but apartments for people who are being relocated for renting apartments for, you know, long-term housing. It's not a hotel. I go in the lobby, and who do I see in the lobby? I see Andy McDowell.
Andy McDowell.
That's why I'm telling the story. I didn't forget. What's your name again?
D.
Oh, D. You let me down on that one.
I thought you were leading me to actually do that.
No.
I'm sorry.
D. D, you're watching. You're a spectator now, D. You've heard the show before, right?
A few times.
A few times? When did you start listening, D?
2011.
Okay, 2011. Either one is fine because you've either in 2009 or 2011, you've heard me get frustrated with callers that talk over me when I'm painting a picture. I know I've done it in the last.
I'm a Patreon supporter.
That's why I haven't hung up on you, buddy. I can tell. Did you get your patch? Did you get a patch?
It's beautiful.
Thank you, D. Now you earned yourself. You're back on. You never were not on my good list, buddy. Just let me paint, bro. Let me paint. Just like when you're down there and someone in Austin is painting Keep Austin Weird on the side of a building. That's what I'm doing.
I wish you wouldn't have said that.
That's what I'm doing. You like a giant dog? Which band do you like better, a giant dog or Sweet Spirit?
I don't think I've seen Sweet Spirit, but I've seen a giant dog a bunch.
You like them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're great, right?
Yeah.
You know I'm friends with Sabrina, right? You know that.
I heard the show. It was great. Yeah.
I'm friends with all of them, but I have her phone number. Not that I call it. I'll shoot her a text every once in a while. I'm not bugging her.
I see her at the grocery store occasionally.
That's nice. You tell her Tom said hi. Tell your friends with Tom. Okay?
Okay.
Next time you see her at the grocery store. And don't bug her either. Don't start snooping through a cart.
Which takes us back. You were going to... Andy McDowell.
Yeah, yeah. What are you, the head writer for the show now, D? But you want to know what? I'll give you points for that. You're keeping me on target. Better than either what Mike or Pat are doing out there. You know what they're doing out there? They're shoveling pizza in their mouth.
I apologize.
Let me just say this, D. I get here. Do you want some of the pizza, by the way? You can go get some of the free pizza out there. You had some already. Oh, good. Well, glad everybody got some. How was the pizza tonight, Mike? What? That was great. Where'd you go? Or, like, which place? Don't say the name, because they don't give it to us for free. I'm not plugging any of these places. Is that the one you like? Mike likes the middle-of-the-road pizza. Pat likes the fancy stuff. Dudio likes the fancy stuff. No, they're all good. All right, calm down. This guy's talking about the pizza as if he's running a cookbook. You didn't hit the lottery yet, Mike, where you get to order pies all the time. I'll tell you one thing. You hit the lottery. First thing I'm coming to you do, I'm gonna come to you and ask you to finance something dumb I'm doing. I'm gonna do a nightlight, like we talked about it last time, an AP Mike nightlight, $45 unit cost. What's that? I ran the numbers. I'm gonna make it so it even if it came out, it would. Even if it sold, it wouldn't turn a profit. I will lose money on postage. So anyway, I go in the lobby of this hotel, right? And I see Andie McDowell sitting there with her dog. Little dog, like one of those little pocketbook type size dogs. And I say to her, I say, oh, wow. I said, oh, that's a cute dog. What's your dog's name? And she goes, my dog's name is, and she says, I'm not going to say the name because I know a weird listener is going to start screaming the dog's name out if they see her walking in the park. I said, oh, that's a great dog. Turned and walked. I said, you have a great night, and walked away. Didn't say one thing about her being Andie McDowell, being famous. That's an A. That's when you get an A+ on a celebrity encounter, D. You don't even give me. I talked to her about her dog, and then I split. What do you think? Right. I'm supposed to go up to her, talk all about, what am I supposed to talk about? Multiplicity? Right? Right? What am I supposed to talk to her about? What other movies has she done?
Her Revlon commercials?
Yeah, talk about her Revlon commercials? Hey, so are you still doing those Revlon commercials? Like I even care about the answer, just asking a question that I truly don't care about the answer to either. When you did those Revlon commercials, with those like 3-day shoots, because I know a lot of the time with the makeup, the agency can be very particular about, the client can be very particular, so can the agency, because if they're doing this stuff, they want it to look good. Did you do it? Were you there when they did the tabletop stuff, or did they wrap you out by that point? No, that's an A+ celebrity encounter.
You did it.
Thank you, D. Did you have one other thing to say?
I have, well, maybe it's something that the listeners could help me with.
Well, they can't hear this. That's the only thing.
Well, I'll tune back in if people have. That's true. Oh, there'd be no way to discuss
it. No, it's impossible.
Mm. Yeah, I'm in a tight situation. I have a. My father has fallen ill.
Well, I'm sorry.
And I am trying to figure out how to procure relief. He has a very excruciating pain, and I'm trying to figure out how to procure the sort of relief that's increasingly legal all over the country.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, why don't you do this, D? We're doing a live show tomorrow night. Call the live show. Call tomorrow night. We'll get you on the air.
Okay. I'll send you an email about this because if it's not cool to talk about, then I'll just drop it.
D, I'm telling you, you call, you talk about whatever you want to talk about, buddy.
Okay. Thank you, Tom.
Call tomorrow, though. Seriously.
Okay.
Okay. You have a good night. And I'm sorry about your dad. I hope everything works out.
Hey, Mike, how fast do you think Pat loses? If Pat won like $20 million in the lottery, how fast do you think it's before Pat? Because he's a good guy, but you know that people are going to see him like sharks, right? How long before Pat's borrowing money? 3 years? Yeah. Yeah, no, they would see him coming. Dudio we'd never see again. I truly believe that. Never hear from him again. His phone, he would change his phone. Would it be gone? You'd see him at a thing, he'd pretend he didn't know you. Right? Do you think, how accurate is that, Mike? Very accurate. You are going to be an insane person with the money. You'll be flaunting it every which way. Hey, Pat, 3 years, do you think that's about right? Yeah, well, I would hope not also. I would hope you would keep the money for generations. 3 years before you'll end up buying a hospital. There'll be a wing at a hospital the named after you. You'll be doing all good stuff with it. Then you'll turn around and you'll be like, uh-oh, I think it's all gone. And that's a good thing. I'm not putting you down. I'm celebrating you. You have a good heart. What's the craziest thing you think Mike does with $20 million? Yeah, I could see that too. He'd do something. It would be so Jersey what he would do. It would be like Jersey rich. Like he'd have like a, he'd drive around, he'd like put, he'd buy the 7-Eleven or the Quick Check. He'd put wheels on it. He'd drive all around with the green Quick Check. Like the most Jersey thing you could do with somebody like with new money. Oh, that's exactly it.
Because if you think about that Shrimp Connect story,
yeah,
that explains a lot. Imagine that.
Exactly. Imagine Mike would be living out a $20 million Shrimp Connect. Yeah, I got a Shrimp Connect. Yeah, we'd all be, first of all, well, here's one also. Do you think Mike leaves New Jersey if he gets $20 million?
He leaves, but he comes back.
In better shape or worse shape? Did he come back defeated or a champion?
I could see him still coming back with some money. Like living below his means in Bayonne and being the kind of local hero that you're talking about.
Yeah.
But he definitely does some sort of, trippy scheme-y thing.
Yeah.
Driving around.
I see him coming back 2 times a year for some like, it's AP Mike's Bayonne blowout. Right? That he'd hold and he'd get like yeah, be like AP Mike's Bayonne blowout. He'd be like in the park. You'd be in the park, suddenly he'd be there and it would be like he'd hire like the not like the Beach Boys. Who would he get? Who'd he get? Foghat? No. Southside Johnny. It'd be AP Mike. Everybody, want to welcome to the stage, Canned Heat. Welcome to AP Mike's Bayonne Blowout. Just every degenerate out of the woodwork. Hey, Mike. Because I'll say this. First thing Mike's going to have to do, he's going to get the F out of Bayonne with all those people at the bar and stuff. Those people will be like, hey, Mike, you owe me. He's gone from Bayonne. He'll return. I think you're right. He will come back. But
I was wrong. It wasn't candy. It was vanilla fudge.
Vanilla fudge. You see AP, like AP Mike's Bayonne blowout featuring Al Jardine's Beach Boys, Vanilla Fudge, The Jukes, not with Southside Johnny, just The Jukes, just the Asbury Jukes are there. Joe Grushecki. Yeah, the guy from Iron City House Rockers. Yeah. Mike, yeah, this will be Mike's crowd.
Hey, it's AP Mike's Bay on Blowout.
And then he'll have to be just like, he'll talk about having, now that I think about the people who would come up to Mike being like, hey, you think you're a big shot now, Mike? Oh, look at the big,
this guy, this Mike tells me, and I'm going to say this again, it's one of the best people I've ever met in my life, this guy.
True, I love you, Mike.
Oh, thank you. But this guy will tell me these things. He'll be in Bayonne. He'll be like, yeah, I do this thing on this radio show. Oh, you think you're a real big shot, huh?
Like, he's not acting like a big shot. He's his normal person. Oh, Mr. Fancy, think you're a real big shot. Oh, Mr. Radio. He's not doing anything fancy. Oh, Mr. Podcast. Oh, look who's fancy with his podcast. Oh, look how Mike thinks he's fancy with his podcast. Not. It's the funniest thing that they think you. But that, add 20 million to that mix. That, oh, you think you're a big shot. Oh, boy. No, you got to get out, Mike. You got to run. I'm telling you right now. You win that money. Just leave your stuff. I'll pack your stuff up and ship it to you wherever you go. I'll coordinate some kind of. We'll coordinate some kind of pack out for you to get you your stuff, because they'll get you. Yeah, this is where Mike lives. Oh yeah, he's gone. I guess he thinks he's a real big shot, huh? I guess that big shot's too good for Bayonne. Yup, he is. At this point, he's got 20 million. He is too good for Bayonne. He's gone. Oh, you think you're a real big shot, huh, Mike? Yeah, let's see how tough you are now. No, that's bad news. We'll get you out, Mike. You know, well, I got your back. Can you swing that door shut, Pat? Do you mind? Best show, hi.
Hi.
Hi, to whom am I speaking?
My name is Eric.
Eric, where are you calling from?
Yeah. I'm calling from Youngstown, Ohio.
Youngstown, Ohio. What's going on in what's going on there in Youngstown?
Home of the worst Bruce Springsteen song.
The worst Bruce Springsteen song is
yes.
Outlaw Pete?
No, it's Youngstown. Have you heard the Bruce Springsteen song, Youngstown?
Wait, what's that on?
Oh, geez, I don't even know what album is on. I just remember growing up, it was, people were like, oh, Bruce Springsteen wrote a song about Youngstown. I always remember it being a really bad song.
Look, he's got some clunkers in that catalog.
Yeah. Well, I finally called. I've been listening to you for, I don't know, probably 12 years, 13 years.
Well, welcome. And welcome to the fold, my friend.
Thank you. I never called in before because it always felt like the show was humming. I didn't want to mess it up, but with this one, I can't hear it.
Yeah.
So I figured I'd give a call.
You're doing great. Something. You're doing great.
Thank you.
You smoker? You smoker?
No, a long time I was, but not anymore.
I hear those pipes. You got those smoker's pipes.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a good thing that carried over.
How hard was it to quit smoking?
The first year was tough, but the following five or six have been wonderful.
And how long ago was that?
I'd say, yeah, quite about 6 years ago, I'd say.
First year was rough, and then did you feel yeah. Physical improvement, though?
Oh, absolutely. And the nice part was you come to a place when it's like, it's just done. Like, I couldn't imagine. And that's the funny part is now I look back and I think to myself, I can't imagine why I did it that long.
Yeah. How on earth did you end up doing what you did for as long as you did?
Addiction. That's how.
Oh, I'm not minimizing it. That's hard stuff.
Yeah. And that's the funny part, is it's tough, because it's like when you think, oh, after a week I'll be good. But no, it takes a long time to get out from underneath it. But
yeah,
it takes a long time to get out from underneath anything you do for 20 years.
Oh,
takes
yeah.
a long time to get out from underneath.
Look, I'm here doing a show on a Monday night for 20 years. You don't think I got my own nightmare going on right now? I got to get out of here. I got to get out of here, buddy.
There's something positive that comes out of that, though.
What did I do with this? What mistake did I make with signing on for this thing for as long as I did?
You made a lot of friends, though.
Oh, yeah. I don't question that part. Made a lot of friends. Good people. I'm a lucky person.
Well, not to overstay my welcome, but I saw the topic, and I thought I'd have one to add.
Let's see. What do you got?
As a 43-year-old man and getting older, spicy food and beer. I love them. But,
you love that spicy food, but it don't love you back, huh?
No. It just, you get heartburn, bad night's sleep.
You got to take a page out of Larry the Cable Guy's book. And you know what's great about Larry the Cable Guy when he did these? He did like these Weight Watcher commercials or whatever. And he did those, and then clearly he didn't lose a pound on the thing. And he even said it in his act. I heard him say a thing that he said something like, yeah, that they didn't get their money's worth or something, whatever he said on that. So he slides from his original message was, hey, are you, you need to lose, you're not feeling so great? Maybe do Weight Watchers, you lose a few pounds, you'll feel better. Then he changed his message to, hey, you're not feeling so great? Well, keep eating the same garbage you've been eating. Just take this Prilosec after you eat, and then this will maybe cut back on the heartburn from eating garbage. Like, his first message was, maybe it's time to stop eating garbage and try to eat better. But the message that stuck was, yeah, look, you're going to keep eating this trash. Just take one of these pills. You won't be up in the middle of the night with heartburn.
See, I didn't think I liked Larry the Cable Guy. But actually, that wasn't Larry the Cable Guy.
Now I sold you on Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, that was you. No, that was you being funny. That wasn't Larry. That was Larry the Cable Guy being his version of sincere.
I appreciate it. So what's you stopped with smoking? You got the spicy foods beating you up.
Yeah, I think spicy food and beer are the next on the chopping block.
You like a cold beer?
I do.
You ever try this Kirkland Light?
You know I have.
It's very rare.
Is it Sam's Club or Costco?
Costco. It was at Costco. They stopped manufacturing it, so now it's kind of like a collector's beer. It's
I was gonna say I don't have a membership, so
feel about your beer having a weird, unidentifiable fruit taste and metal taste at the same time? Do you like that in a beer?
I'd have to try it, but
fruit and
just
metal.
Going off of the description, I'd say no.
Yeah, well, you then based on how you feel about that will kind of determine how you like Kirkland Light.
So I won't bother get the membership.
No, you can't get the beer anymore. They don't make it. You'll have to go to some sort of beer collector if you want to get a can of that.
Well, now you can get beer anywhere. That's the crazy, like, there's a beer explosion. Here in Youngstown, there's like a new brewery that opens every year. So, I mean, it's great. It's nice. Lots of options, but it's like, it's wild.
The beer explosion, right? Remember John Spencer's beer explosion?
Actually.
It's a great band.
I thought you were making fun of me.
No, I'm not. I was saying he had a band called the Blues Explosion, and I was...
No, I do remember the Blues Explosion.
I'm making just a joke. I guess I'm less funny than I was a little bit ago.
No, it was...
You can admit it. Free fall, huh? That's okay. It happens. They all can't be winners. So,
throw them up there.
All right, buddy. Well, you have a great night.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Okay. So I'm figuring this thing out with this. Remember we talked about Rocky and the Creed 2 movie, Mike? How in Creed 2, Did I talk about this last week? Did I talk about the Rocky pose? I talked about how he couldn't have. I talked about how in Creed 2, when people were running up the steps of the museum, jumping up and down, holding their fists in the air, how that could not have happened. Like, how did, because that happened, Rocky was running up those steps in the at 6 in the morning training, right? But here's the true thing. Did I talk about this? They introduce the statue in Rocky 3. See, it gets even trickier than this. They introduce the statue of Rocky with his arms raised in Rocky 3. But what did they base that statue on? Him with his arms up in the air. Did he do that in Rocky 2? Did I talk about this? But the image of him with his arms raised high. At the end of Rocky 2, does Rocky hold his arms up triumphantly? Because Rocky 1, he didn't, because he didn't win. He'd be a chump if he did that at the end of Rocky 1. Hold his arms up like he won. You didn't win. Rocky 2 is the only window for him to hold his arms up triumphantly, for them to make a statue of him in Rocky 3 with his arms held up triumphantly. I need someone to tell me whether in Rocky 2 he holds his arms up triumphantly, because otherwise it's a faulty thing in Rocky. The fault lies in Rocky 3 is where the cracks in the reality begin. Yeah, but no one was watching him. Yeah, it's a signature thing he's doing in private. The camera in Rocky movies is not there. It's not like somebody's going and saying, like, I saw Rocky do the thing with this thing in the air. Let's make a statue out of it. The only place it could happen is in Rocky 2. Think about it. Best show, hi.
Hello.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
Hi, this is Kit.
Kit? How are you tonight, yes. Kit?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you calling from?
I am in Brooklyn, Maine.
Brooklyn, Maine?
Yes, Brooklyn with an I.
What's going on in Brooklyn, Maine? Is that where John Hodgman always seems to be reporting from?
Yes, it is. Yeah, I have eaten breakfast sandwiches that he's made at the general store down the street.
So he goes in and makes the breakfast sandwiches?
Yeah, he does it on Sundays in the summer when he's here up here hanging out with his family.
Pepperidge Farms, man?
No, I think they're better.
No, but he's like that Pepperidge Farms remembers. Is that where John Hodgman finds himself? What's that, Mike? Does he have suspenders on when he does it? Mike wants to know.
I would bet that he does. I've never seen him. He's probably wearing a hairnet. I don't know about suspenders though.
All right. How are the sandwiches he makes?
They were good.
What are they?
Good, but it's just like it was like a breakfast sandwich. So English muffin. Egg, cheese, sausage.
Okay.
But the one
he's
I got...
He's making Egg McMuffins.
You sure they're not
Egg McMuffins? He's not just rewrapping them?
No, there's no McDonald's nearby to, like, ship them in from.
Well, you could bring them up and then reheat them.
That's true. Can you buy them frozen places?
He says he's buying them for he could throw them in a cooler.
Yeah.
He's probably going to a McDonald's. If I had to guess, he's going to a McDonald's. He's throwing these things in a cooler. Shows up like a hero, heats them up in the back room. Suddenly you're eating a sandwich that John Hodgman made. You go look in the trash can, you're going to see a lot of McDonald's wrappers.
I do think he opens them up and puts like a slice of fresh cheese on there just so you're like, wow, the cheese is really melty. But the rest of it, you know, to create the illusion.
That he made them on premises.
Yeah, the one that I got, the cheese was very melty. It was like it had been in the heated little rack thing, the case, you know, like usually it's a spinning pizza or whatever, but it's like a case with the foil-wrapped sandwiches.
Yeah, like a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, it was like a 7-Eleven, and it had probably been in there an hour or two.
A little sweaty.
Yeah, like, and the cheese had kind of
coagulated.
It had left the sandwich and was stuck to the paper.
Yeah, well,
all
it
around
sounds
it.
Like a glowing endorsement. Sounds like someone had a stomach ache for the rest of the day.
I felt fine.
Did he sign it? Does he sign the sandwiches?
No.
He should sign them in ketchup.
Mike, sorry, I'm not a ketchup fan.
Mike, can you tweet at Hodgman and ask him if he signs those breakfast sandwiches in ketchup? What? You're having trouble with the internet out there.
No. You know, I meant to call weeks ago.
Yeah.
He shouted you guys out on his show.
On the Judge Dredd thing he does?
Yeah.
What is it called again? Judge Dredd? Judge Hodgman.
Judge Dredd Hodgman.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was like an episode about some kids with a college show, and they were like, one of the kids was trying to do funny things, and he was like, "You're not funny. Listen to the best show."
Oh, that's sweet. This is sweet. He's one of my favorite people.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
I'm trying to get him to want to be my friend, but I'm trying to do it like in a real casual way.
There might not be enough room. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Kit,
I just
might be a full house. His dance card might be full. His dance card might be full.
Yeah, I think it is.
I'll do what I can.
Oh.
Okay?
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. Put in a good word.
I'll put in a good word for you. I'll try.
Thank you. Thanks so much. I appreciate that.
No guarantees, though.
Oh, that's okay. I'm a patient person. I'm just going to hang out and be cool and wait, and he'll be like, "Whoa, you're pretty cool. Let's hang out.
See, that's how you play it.
Act cool.
Act like you belong. Funny. You act like you belong.
Yeah.
You get these people, they don't act like they belong. They give the store away. Suddenly they just go, You think this guy's going to smell that from a mile away?
Yeah.
Act like you belong. You can do it, kid.
Well, it's true. I belong here.
Yes.
So I've been here longer than, well, maybe not longer than he has. I think I've been in this town longer than he has. Mm-hmm. So I got that going for me.
Good.
Well, but,
look here, kid. What else do I owe the pleasure of this call? Anything else?
I don't know. Is there a theme or like
No, We were just talking. This is enough. What you did tonight was more than enough. It was a great call.
Okay.
Sometimes
cool.
You leave the table with your winnings.
Yeah. Oh, I did have one more thing.
Sure. What's that?
And it's totally not related to anything. Or like a topic from a million years ago, which I know you love when people do this.
You talk about kids, you're playing with house money. You talk about whatever you want.
All right. I had a dream once that I called in the best show. And when you guys picked up, I was transported into the studio. And I was suddenly in the studio hanging out with you guys. But like, it was like Wizard of Oz or whatever, where it's like, and you were there, and you were there, and you. And so it was the whole, you know, like everybody all in like a tiny little room.
Well, that's nice. It was a nice time.
Yeah, it was a nice time. I just thought, I was surprised. I didn't think that would happen. I was like, I'm going to be nervous, and the phone's going to, and they're going to pick up, and I'm not going to know what to say and stuff. But then I was just like the hanging out.
Well, this was not a dream. What just happened now? You turned in a fantastic call, and it was not a dream. It really happened.
Yay! Thanks,
all right.
Tom.
You have a great night.
You too.
Okay. Bye. Best show. Hi.
Hi, Tom. This is Alice from Brooklyn.
Who from Brooklyn?
Alice.
Alice, how are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you, Tom?
I'm good. What's going on in Brooklyn?
I'm just finishing up some work and have now been on hold for like a Con Ed amount of time, so I'm really excited to talk to you.
Well, it has happened now. Now you are on.
I am on.
Welcome.
Thank you. I've got one for the topic.
What do you got?
Well, so I'm not proud of this, I love The Amazing Race, and it is terrible, and it sucks a lot.
That's fine. When does that air now? They do it a couple times a year? Is that how that works?
I guess so. I mean, I've only ever watched it, like, on Hulu, but I've hung in there for about 30 seasons, so it's not great. It's terrible. It's like embarrassing as an American.
Because look, I've never watched Amazing Race. What's embarrassing about Americans? They roll in and what?
Well,
are they
it's like
stuff?
So the whole premise of the show is that they people race around the world and do these little competitions, and they're pairs of two. But you have people in like Thailand yelling like "rapido" at a cab driver, and it's just terrible. But this is maybe not a good one for the topic. I've got another one.
Rapido. That's horrifying.
It is horrifying.
So it's just I'm ugly Americans everywhere. Is that what it is?
Yeah, and then I feel bad because am I terrible for watching them and getting pleasure out of being superior? You know.
Nah. Sometimes things like that work as a good marker to figure out where you stand in relation to the world.
Sure.
It just reinforces that you don't act like that.
I guess flag some problem areas that you might want to watch out for.
Yeah, if you feel you might have a propensity for that kind of behavior, now you won't, because you see it in action, so you don't do it.
All right, I feel less ashamed. I don't know if that was your.
You're allowed to be entertained, also. What's better than that? What's better? Oh, you watch something better. What's so much better than that? You're supposed to be watching. What are you supposed to be watching? Roma. Right?
Yeah.
No, you watch whatever you want. As long as you know you're not wallowing in just dumb stuff, you're allowed to strike a balance.
Sure. I mean, I suppose there has to be balance there, but...
Yeah, there's balance. So what else? What else do you like?
What else? I love my cats deeply, but they kind of suck. Cats kind of suck.
These cats or all cats?
I think all cats generally, but mine in particular.
Why is that?
Cats, you know, you invite them into your home, you feed them, you give them everything that they need, and then they, you know, treat you with veiled contempt for the most part. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're affectionate sometimes, but, you know, not like having a dog.
No. Well, you know, you got the cat. Cat's a little withholding. That's fine. You know the cat feels. You know the score. That cat needs you.
Yeah. I mean... Look, cats are fine.
Yeah. Look, my dog, Good and Poochie, she swallowed a huge piece of a bone last week she shouldn't have, and then I was worried sick. She had to go to get the vet and then get the thing.
Oh, poor thing.
Care of. Yeah, it was the worst. It got stuck in her esophagus.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Oh, God. That's terrible.
Yeah, but then they took care of it. Then I picked her up, and she was groggy. And then just like a light switch got thrown, she was just all of a sudden herself again. It's like, oh, see? There you go. So maybe you don't get that immediate that immediate affection back from a cat.
No.
You get it, though.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, cat. A dog is for people who are in therapy. A cat will put you in therapy. Right?
Sure. Sure. Like I'm on my way there.
Like the cat's withholding. Does it make you feel great about yourself?
No. No. You're just constantly inadequate.
Yeah. Well, you're not. You're not, though. You're doing all right.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks.
All right. Well, you have a great night. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Tom. Bye. Bye.
Basho, hi.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
This is Joe in Toronto.
Joe in Toronto. What's up, Joe?
Not much. It's
are you gonna get mad at me?
Good to finally talk to you.
Gonna get mad at me because I see Toronto for what it is now.
Well, for the topic, I would say that was gonna be one of my things, because I moved here maybe 5 years ago. I love you, but you kind of suck.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, kind of feels like, like Toronto's kind of like that.
Look, I'm not putting it down. I see the great things about it, but I also see the not great things about it. I walk the walk in that place.
You know what was funny? I see a bunch of things. I'm originally from Florida, from St. Petersburg, Florida. And ended up here at some point, some way. A lady followed a lady, and we got married and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
One of the weirder things that I noticed that were here, which were ads for deals that were not deals. So,
like
a radio ad would say, you know, come on in to Pizza Pizza. And they talk all slow for some reason.
Yeah.
Get your two large one-topping pizza plus six cans of soda for just $45.
Uh-huh. And you run the numbers on that. You're just kind of like, yeah, I think that's slightly more expensive than it should be.
Well, not only that, but they say plus six cans of soda.
Six cans.
You can throw those in the garbage. It's not a deal.
Six cans of soda.
Do you need that much? I don't know.
Well, look.
But
How much pizza?
Does it matter whether it's Toronto pizza?
You're right. So go ahead. I mean to cut you off there.
Oh, it's all good. How's your dog doing?
She's doing better. She's doing all right.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
She's doing okay.
I called, actually the last time I've called the show, was in for Dogcember, a while ago. And I was a toilet mouse and got booted really quick. So I've learned my lesson. I just wanted to apologize.
That's all right. You don't have to apologize. You, the hanging up was enough of a reprimand.
Yeah. My, buns are a little still red. I got the message. Calm down
with it. It is not.
Have you seen this egg? Have you brought up this egg? I haven't been able to listen to the show. This internet egg.
The internet egg.
This famous egg that's going around.
No, I didn't. I don't want to know. But this, because look, first of all,
it's not a setup. I promise.
First of all, this is going to be out of date by the time the egg this episode airs. People have moved on from the egg.
Right. Oh, who knows? It's this famous.
Oh, that's a fair point. This egg, it could be a thing. I'm searching internet.
It's an egg that broke the internet. I'm almost ashamed to bring it up because I feel like it's even late and it just happened, I guess, today or whatever. It's an egg.
Yeah, I saw this and I just ignored it. Yeah. I saw there was like an egg. It didn't even register with me beyond the 3 seconds I saw a picture of an egg today.
What's Mike think of the egg? It's good Kirkland brand signature organic egg.
He don't got no Costco membership. What's that, Mike? He doesn't know what you're talking about. So, sorry, buddy.
Yeah. Well, I got something for the topic anyway.
What do you got? What do you got?
Other than the Toronto thing.
Yeah.
I was thinking Ozzy Osbourne.
You like Ozzy Osbourne, but everybody knows he sucks. That's what you're thinking.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I'm a really diehard odd like Black Sabbath fan. I love everything about them. But when you watch the footage,
hold on a second. You like the album Technical Ecstasy? Oh.
Technically, no. I mean, like everything, like Volume 4 and previous. So yeah. I wasn't into the Dio years. Okay, I should have.
The Dio, look, Dio. There's a Mob Rules is a. Those two albums are great. Heaven and Hell and Mob Rules. Those are great albums.
Yeah, Heaven and Hell. Yeah, I'm forgetting.
Yeah, well, those are the two. That's the Dio years. You're not into them. I just named the albums from there, and you're like, yeah, those are great. Yeah, so you are into the Dio years.
Thank you, Tom.
But the Ozzy years, this guy did four perfect albums with them, right?
True.
Then one very good album. Then there's six great albums. There's four perfect ones, two good ones, and two okay ones. And that's it.
Math checks out.
Is that about right?
Math checks out. My gripe, that I have with them is that when you watch the live footage, music's great. You watch him, and it's the stage presence, the thing that, you know, for the Prince of So It's Darkness or whatever. He's clapping his hands like a clown in like a nursing home, like he's trying to, you know. It doesn't seem very
a clown in a nursing home. He claps his hands like a clown in a nursing home.
You always telling me.
All right now. He's always
come
doing
on.
That.
Come on
now. It's always like the beginning of Sweet Leaf. All right now. And these other guys are playing the heaviest thing you ever heard in your life. He's the weak link. He's the weak link of Black Sabbath.
Geezer Butler. Come
Geezer
on. Butler's name, like,
infinitely more important to Black Sabbath than Ozzy.
Yeah, look at that stash.
He wrote the lyrics. He wrote all the lyrics.
So that's, I thought it was something that has been bugging me forever.
Right? All right now. He's the weak link in Black Sabbath.
I love you, sweetly.
Yeah, he's the weak link. And this is a guy who loves Ozzy.
Well, I feel like it's a great band. People love him and have, you know, loved him even when he had his goofy show and all that stuff. But, you know, I can let all the slow the slow talking mumbo jumbo.
Take it easy.
I can let all that
weird edge to your impression. A little anger. A little,
it wasn't
slightly mean with the impression.
That's fine.
Well, look, that's how you guys are up there. That's how you guys are up in Toronto. You're secretly mean.
I'm from Florida.
Not my department. When I told that story,
oh my God,
you get
it
that?
Shook my core.
That story,
I completely understand.
You
completely want to
check
understand.
Baked goods? Not my department. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you mean so I'm not going to find these snack cakes underneath the frozen shrimp? I tell you, there's a part of me that wants to get in my car, go swing by the house, pick my passport up, drive right up. Punch that guy out. Drive back.
Was it like a? Was it a Rabba? What kind of?
Wasn't Rabba? So right. It wasn't. They don't act like that at Rabba. It was. What's the 24-hour chain? Not Stories.
McTooties. I don't know. There's
no,
so many weird.
It was
ones
a slightly fancy place.
Is it Loblaws?
No, it wasn't Loblaws.
Loblaw.
Come on, help me here. It was on. It was on Front Street.
Oh, I don't go down there.
Yeah, of course you don't. It's a terrible neighborhood. Why would you? No. You dropped me there for 2.5 months.
Oh, and as you were saying it, all of the trials and tribulations and stuff, I was like, yep, Tom's not in the best area right now.
Nope.
Right. I originally called, though, to I was watching Chris Gethard's show today, like older ones, and saw the Fleeter Kenny episode.
Yeah. What about it?
With sorry in the background. It seemed like you were having some fun.
the background.
I watched that episode. I was not. I've seen that episode.
You're like chewing gum and texting the whole time.
In what?
Yeah, I'm in the episode. It's on YouTube right now. You can see it. It's like a Sleater-Kinney.
I gotta see that. There's somebody who would go on that looked like me that everybody always thought was me. It was not me.
Really?
Yes, that's not me.
Interesting.
All right. Buddy, I got a boogie.
Okay.
All right now. Listen to this. This is, you heard that terrible Guns N' Roses Buick McCain before, right? The one. Here's the T-Rex one. Whatever. We'll take these final calls and I'm going to wrap it up, Mike. Best show. Hi.
Hey, Tom. Hey,
to whom am I speaking?
This is Ryan from Manhattan.
Hi, Ryan. How are you tonight?
Good.
What part of Manhattan?
Long-time listener.
Welcome to the show. What part of Manhattan are
you in? In the west side, Hell's Kitchen.
Fancy.
Not too. I have one for the topic.
What do you got, buddy?
I was going to say David Lynch. I don't know if that's controversial.
You mean that... do you think other people think he sucks?
Well, I know Mike doesn't.
But do you think you like him?
I do.
But is there something about him that you're just, like, not comfortable with, or you think other people don't like him? Where do you think it is?
I think sometimes I just feel like maybe like I don't get it. Maybe I'm a dummy. Maybe like I'm trying to look into things too much, things that are not there, or maybe there's things that are actually there that I'm not seeing.
But isn't that a nice thing?
Oh, no, definitely.
I think that's something so positive that it's not explained.
Right. But he has like kind of a soap opera kind of, is that a word? Soap opera, soap operatic, look to it. Sometimes I'm like thinking, is this actually, cinematic or is this not really?
Yeah, no, I get you.
Sorry, I'm a little nervous calling the first time. Sorry.
Look, you relax, buddy. You relax. You're out there on the Upper West Side. Living the life. Fancy. It's very fancy.
Oh, yeah. I'm very fancy. Yeah.
You're very fancy. Well, you go to that UCB theater all the time out there?
I do like UCB a lot, yeah.
Yeah. You ever see that George Lucas talk show?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
That's the best. You should see that.
Okay.
It's great.
Can I ask what's been mentioned on the topic so far?
No, you can't. Okay. You have to tune in and listen, my friend. It's that way you have a whole exciting world waiting for you.
I can't wait.
But yours was a much appreciated addition to the topic.
Okay. All right. I'm glad at least.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, Tom.
Mike.
Could I add one, Tom, before I...
What's that?
Get out of your way. Could I add one to the topic?
Can you add one? Sure.
Yeah.
Now, what's your name again?
It's Patrick.
Well, get on the mic, Patrick. You're a friend of Pat.
I'm a friend of Pat. I know Pat through Brett.
Get that mic closer. Come on. You see where mine is? Come on.
All right.
There you go.
There we go.
So you're a friend of Pat's.
Yes.
And you came by to see the show.
Yes. It's my last night in America after living here for 7 months.
And where are you going back to?
Perth, Western Australia.
Okay. And what's waiting for you back there? Everything?
Good question.
You're not sure.
My dog.
Your dog?
And the beach is Buckley.
Buckley?
Yeah.
What kind of dog is Buckley?
He's a Jack Russell mystery mix. I bought him for $90 of a bunch of troubled guys.
All right.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Troubled?
I didn't want to say, like, I don't know, I don't want to pass judgment on them. They were characters.
So you bought your dog off some character.
Yeah, they were selling him online for $90.
They were selling a dog online.
Yeah, they were the kind of guys that had named the dog after their street they lived on in case he went missing.
Okay.
They would easily find him again was the logic they...
It's actually either very smart or very stupid.
Yes.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, he's a sociopathic Jack Russell, but yes. I miss him.
And now you got, what's the best, when you think of Australia, what do you think of? What do you think of, think of Midnight Oil, of course,
yes.
Right?
AC/DC, I'm from the...
AC/DC.
Bon Scott's from my hometown.
Now, Bon Scott, look, this goes without saying, that I've said this before. Bon Scott, one of the Bon Scott AC/DC stuff, is perfect.
Yes.
Absolutely perfect. When that other guy got in...
The new guy.
Beret man, whatever, with that newspaper cap... The newsie, when they let the newsie, when suddenly they one of the guys for the, it was like one of the guys from Newsies growed up all wrong.
Yeah.
Is singing a thing. That's not a good band.
I think it's bold to have an affectation like that in Australia.
The The video, like when he's like, that song was like, the video game commands you. Anybody would sing that as the opening line? Show him the door. And Bon Scott was such an amazing sleaze of a front man.
Yes.
He always had his shirt off.
So my town, he's literally a statue of him in the middle of our town with his shirt off.
With his shirt, a vest?
Very tight jeans, and they've gone to extreme effort to put the detail in the package. Uh-huh. And he was a short man.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if the statue is to scale, but he's standing on top of like a Marshall stack or something.
Okay.
And this is like where the tourists kind of come off... cruise ships, and immediately Americans go straight to the Bon Scott statue.
They literally get off in Perth,
yeah.
And they run to see the Bon Scott
Fremantle,
statue.
Fremantle, my town.
Okay.
And, you go to see the Bon Scott statue, and some of them go and visit his grave at Fremantle Cemetery.
Okay.
And they put bottles of whiskey there, and then when I was a teenager, my friend was the groundskeeper, and he would always come to party with these...
Yeah, with these...
Pretty much full bottles of
full
scotch.
Bottles that... dummies are leaving behind.
I'm very grateful.
He's not there. You know he can't drink it. No matter how much you love him, he's not the one that's going to be drinking that.
He went to my really weird public high school, and we had a few like semi-famous arts alumni, and he wasn't on the Wall of Heroes. And we'd always ask our teachers why, knowing why he wasn't there, because he choked on his own vomit and died.
Yeah. But he should be still. He took something from your town... And made it, took it worldwide.
Yeah. One of the biggest bands in the world.
Even if he dies, how old was he when he died?
I think he was like 26 or something.
Yeah. He did it. It's a shame. He was great. Bon Scott was great.
It's tragedy.
Yeah.
You watch the old Countdown interviews with him and Molly Meldrum. You want some great found comedy where the host is on Downers and the guest is on Uppers.
I need to see now you're...
There's a great...
Why didn't you tell me to talk to this guy earlier, Pat?
No, he did. It was me. I'm very shy.
No, this guy's the best. First of all, you bring him in here right when he's getting ready to leave?
No. Oh, I'm so grateful, Pat. This is a lifelong dream of mine. I can never call in because it's a 12, 13-hour difference.
Sure.
And I'm always just like... Yeah. Oh. Also, I don't know about the fees.
Wait. How could you not call in? 9 in the morning for you.
Yeah, I know.
10 in the morning.
Usually,
if anything, it favors you.
Yeah, I'm either working or, you know.
And what kind of work do you do, Patrick?
I work as a writer, usually, which is going okay at the moment, but...
And who are your heroes from Australia? Who? You got Paul Hogan, of course.
Yeah, Paul the Hogue.
Chris Lilley.
Oh, God, Chris
right?
Lilley.
He's
my favorite minstrel.
He's... Very up-to-date portraits of...
Oh, my God. Everybody here brings him... Because I do comedy here, and people say, oh, you must love Chris Lilley, and I have to do the... How is he in this country? At least in my country, is like a white nationalist utopia. I can look at it and go, oh, yeah, I see why he's a hit. I come here, and people... I have people...
Australia is a white nationalist utopia?
Oh, because this was going to be my... I love you, but I see why people hate you.
Well, let's hear
Although it. I feel it's the other way around. I think it's I hate you, but I see why people love you. And it's... For Perth, I love Perth, but it is the most isolated city in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's a freak city.
Okay.
I'm a long-time listener of this show because a lot of Perth people, we tune in and listen because I think maybe the Jersey vibe, there's a certain like chip on the shoulder element that we can relate to.
Yeah.
We're the forgotten city. We're on the other side of the country. Melbourne and Sydney hates us. That's all the rich kids.
Yeah.
And we're like strange people living under a rock kind of thing. Just known for mining and crystal meth and, Bon Scott. Actually, like, the Saints are from Fremantle. So.
The Triffids. Mining, crystal meth, and what was the other thing? And AC/DC.
AC/DC. I'll put the Triffids in there as well.
Sure. And look, the Saints, that's enough.
I know. Yeah, the Saints, Ed Kuepper, you can't beat him. But also John Butler, unfortunately. But, it's a weird place. It makes you, I'm going to get corrected on this if any Australian is listening, but if you're from Perth, you sometimes feel like you're not Australian because you're so far away from the rest of the country.
Yeah.
They call us sand gropers on the East Coast because we just have beach.
Sand ropers?
Gropers.
Gropers.
Yeah, which is not. Every Australian slang has a tinge of menace to it.
You like that, Mike? Sand gropers.
But it is, I think Australia in general, and the reason I've been here for 7 months, because, you know, you say, oh, I'm from Australia. You know, there's a high minimum wage. There's no gun violence. Mm-hmm. It's a very peaceful country. There's not giant spiders eating everybody on the street, like people presume. But they're like, why are you here now?
Yeah, you came at a very weird time.
Right. But it's a weird time for us as well. Yeah. Just no one's paying attention.
Yeah. Okay. That's what it is.
We get away with it.
So what were you writing? Were you writing here?
Yeah. I do mainly comedy, but like poetry and fiction, and then a lot of like journalism for money.
Sure.
Yes. Like I write for Vice sometimes and The Guardian. But,
that's all right. You do what you gotta do.
I gotta eat.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's I see why people. I'm flying back tomorrow at 9 a.m. and I'm filled with nothing but existential dread.
Sure.
And it's a nice.
Did you not want to leave?
I don't want to leave at all. No.
But you have to go.
I have to go. I literally just been saying goodbye to all my friends all day and realizing, all my best friends.
Then
are
you
here.
Come back.
Yeah, I've done it. That's what I did this time. This was the comeback.
Well, how hard would it be for you to come here and stay here?
Oh, it's just money and family stuff.
Sure.
My dad's quite sick.
Okay.
And thank you, but it's hard to escape that place. It's $1,800 to get out.
Okay.
Get here. 27 hours on a plane tomorrow.
Well, at least I'm sure you have headphones.
I do. Honestly, 27 hours is the shortest one I've had, so
okay,
I'm fine.
The goal, though, Patrick, if you could, you'd be here.
I'd be here, living above my glue factory in Bushwick.
Okay, writing comedy,
and writing fiction if I could.
Well, what can you do back in Perth to make Perth the best version of that going back? What can you do? What would be the goal with your writing, Patrick? Where would you end up?
This is the real tension, because I would like to get to a point of, say, like financial stability where I can make a scene. There is a very small scene in Perth. When I say it's 10 to 20 people, that's not an exaggeration. Fantastic music scene, but just no money.
Well, what's the broadcasting like there in terms of
great community radio station?
Yeah, but in terms of like television, what's the television situation? What's the government, and with that stuff, is it behind the curve in terms of entertainment?
Yeah, let me put it this way: when Netflix finally started saying they're going to produce Australian shows, they said we're going to support young Australian comedic talent. We're going to give so much millions of dollars to new talent. Here's $30 million to Chris Lilley, who is 53. Mm-hmm. To make a new show where he is doing his minstrel act for the country.
Yeah.
There hasn't been a TV show. I was actually trying to write about this. There has not been a TV show in Australia set in Perth. You know, I went back 25 years.
Yeah.
That's just a scene in Perth, let alone permanently set in Perth.
Well, what if you just drew a line on yourself and said, I'm going to bring a voice to this place?
That's what I've been trying to do for 15 years. And, I mean, the fact I'm talking about it on the best show feels like a little step forward, but that is the dream, is to be able to produce something.
Are you looking for other people in Perth to be like-minded spirits with
this
stuff?
Yeah, well, we know each other. It's just there is the rungs on the ladder have disappeared. Yeah.
Okay.
I was lucky enough with my writing where, I didn't have connections or the right kind of education in that sense. But like, I was lucky to be there when there was still student papers and something like that, and street press.
Yeah, yeah.
That stuff doesn't exist, and I don't want to bore American
listeners. No, you're not. Look, don't. If you, so there's no version of, because it's like when you get, if you can get an access to the equipment, even on a local level, then you can, local doesn't even mean anything anymore. Because once you can upload something, it's worldwide.
That's what I've been trying to do. We used to have a very good, so how I met Pat is through Brett. And because I was doing some stuff on the special.
The Brett Davis.
Yeah. And
I'm just, that's because he does the show, the Not Brett
special with that.
Which one is it? Davis. Not Brett Davis. Not Brett, the special without Brett Daniels. Davis. What's his name again? I'm swear to God I'm blanking on this. What? Dan Davis? No, it's not Dan. What's his first name? Daniel, that's not it. It's Brent Davis. The special without Brent Davis is what you worked on that a little bit?
Yeah, I did a couple of characters.
Okay.
And that's the kind of like dream thing I'd love to get going. And we used to have a community station, but the conservative governments in the last 5 years defunded everything. It's all gone. And so it is very DIY stuff. Mm-hmm. Like I put up a lot of stuff online and stuff like that, but it's still, you know, you're in an ocean.
Well, you got to realize you now have to, if Chris Lilly is a negative in the column, you now have to get it to zero by being a positive.
All right.
So you got some work cut out for you, buddy.
Yeah.
And you got friends over here.
I have a lot of great friends here.
So why don't you, what if you just say, I'm just going to go for it. What if you just said that, Patrick? I'm just going to go for it. I'm going to put Perth on the map and the funny people here, and we're going to just go for it. What if you did that? What if you just said you're not going to hold back?
I'm going to go for it.
Right? Because you're tired. Look at you. You're tired. You're holding yourself back. Don't be your own censor.
Yeah.
Right? And you're gonna, you could outlast these people, these bums, with the, you get your hands on some equipment and then you do your thing.
Yeah.
You do your thing. I believe in you, Patrick.
That
I
means
don't
a lot
know
of
why. I don't know you. And look, you gotta look. In America, if Brent Daniels can do it, I mean, he's got his thing.
Love Brady.
Brett, not Brent. I'm so sorry. He's going to be so mad. If Brett Daniels can do it, you can do it.
Yeah. He certainly made me believe that.
And I love that guy. He used to call this show when he was a little boy.
Yeah.
And now he's a man. And he's one of my favorite people. I think Brett is as funny as they come.
He's a saint.
So it's time for you, Patrick, to do your thing.
Thank you, Tom.
You have the best show in your, the best show blessing. So go forth.
Oh, what a gift. This is
and
a
for
one.
You, my young friend, I am going to play a song for you on the way out to lead your journey back to Australia, back to Perth. And we will be back soon. Best show. Thanks for listening. This goes out to my friend Patrick, AC/DC. LA in a bad place.